Hello, everybody. This is Open Minded Skeptic on AboveTopSecret.com with a political podcast. Also, my first podcast ever. The subject of this podcast is why do we keep seeing this repeated pattern of acknowledged, admitted, illegal behavior on the part of various members of the current administration, and nothing ever seems to happen about it. The case in point that kind of caught my attention today is I was reading about the confirmation hearings of the current Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez back in 2005. It seems that he was asked at that time about where the president's authority ends and whether he, Gonzalez, believed the president could, for example, act in contravention of existing criminal laws and spy on U.S. citizens without a warrant. I'm reading a website here at the moment. Gonzalez said at the time that it was impossible to answer such a hypothetical question, but that it was, quote, not the policy or the agenda of this president, end quote, to authorize actions that conflict with existing law. He added that he would hope to alert Congress if the president ever chose to authorize warrantless surveillance, according to a transcript of the hearing. Now, this hearing took place back in January of 2005 during his confirmation. So, given what we have found out since then, Mr. Gonzalez, in fact, knew that the question was not at all hypothetical. It was a question that had very relevant relationship with what was really going on. And he basically, the word that comes to my mind for what he did is he lied to the Senate Confirmation Committee during his confirmation as Attorney General. Now, in my little world, since we are supposedly a nation of laws, somebody that lies to a Senate Confirmation Committee, I'm pretty sure that's a crime. And to me, that would mean he should go to jail. So other than the obvious reasons why nothing ever happens about this, in that the people who would do something about it are the people who are profiting from it, any other reasons maybe that nothing happens about this? Maybe. Maybe anybody else has an idea. I don't know. Anyway, podcast number one for Open Minded Skeptic. Thank you for listening. Have a great day or evening, as the case may be, wherever you are.